Example number 3652 of how the world is biased against girls. If either Russell or Brian had been successful in having sexual intercourse with a very drunken Donna, her reputation would have been ruined, and theirs would have improved. Even though they used vodka to cloud her judgment, even though neither of them was romantically interested in her, and she would have been a good and faithful girlfriend to either of them. They would have been called studs, and she would have been thought of as a drunken slut. It's because the world is so unfair that you've got to be that much more careful than boys. And the best way to protect yourself is to keep your judgment sharp and to use it. If someone is pushing you to drink, think really hard about why it is they want you drunk. If someone is pushing you to do drugs, don't think, run. Run as far from them as you possibly can. Drugs like pot, cocaine, and ecstasy come with exactly the same problem as alcohol. They take away your judgment. Change the word booze to drugs in everything that I've told you so far, and the stories would remain the same. Drugs get people killed in stupid accidents, and drugs are used to get people to do things they might otherwise have the sense not to. But drugs are 100 times scarier than alcohol for 2 simple reasons. You run a real risk of becoming addicted, and you don't ever really know what it is you're taking. Booze is sold in stores, and the government makes sure that it is exactly what you think it is. Beer, wine, and liquor have to carry labels telling you not only their ingredients, but also what their exact alcohol content is. Drink a beer, and you know what to expect. Have a shot of tequila, and you know what to expect. Good luck knowing what you're sticking up your nose when you snort coke. Think a drug dealer is going to supply you with a content label? For that matter, think he cares what happens to you when you use what he sells you? Not likely. So maybe that bag of coke is fine. Then again, maybe it has heroin in it, or another drug called PCP. And remember that drugs pass through a bunch of hands. One guy sells coke to another guy who splits it up and sells it to 3 other guys who split it up and sell it to people like you. So maybe someone added some rat poison somewhere along the line to make the bags fuller so they could charge more for them. My friend Will learned this the hard way in a club. His friends were all snorting coke, so he decided he'd give it a try. They thought it was funny how he seemed to be confused right after he did it, how he didn't remember anyone's names, how he panicked. They thought it was less funny when he started scratching so hard at his own face that he bled. It wasn't funny at all when a security guy at the club called an ambulance. The doctor told Will, the next day, when he no longer thought his brain was melting, that what he'd taken wasn't just cocaine, it was cocaine mixed with LSD, which is also known as acid. Then the doctor offered to walk him down to the morgue so he could see the 16-year-old girl who'd overdosed on the exact same mixture. "You're a very stupid young man," the doctor told him, "but a very lucky one." I like what the doctor said to Will, because by mentioning luck, he points out that giving up your self-control to alcohol or drugs is a game of chance, where the stakes are awfully high. I haven't met anybody who thinks they won when they got drunk or stoned, but I know a bunch who will tell you that they lost. Giving up your self-control is a wager where there's no chance of winning, and you need a lot of luck to avoid losing. In Las Vegas, they have a name for that. It's called a sucker's bet.